it would have been right there on the one.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As always, the information I share with you on this show, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's go. AKA The Menu is on the keyboards, keeping the track locked ever so tight. Good morning, podcast audience. Yeah, this is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the KHP. I'm going to try to always keep it interesting. And as you can see in the beginning, I try to dabble a little bit with music because for whatever reason, I guess I'm just old school. I like talking over music. So let's get started. I have a very interesting show for you today. So hang out. You didn't think I had that in me, did you? Yeah. I want to have fun on this show. And at least this morning. Now tomorrow, we might be back to the school of hard knocks, but today, let's relax, and I'm still going to talk to you about issues, but differently. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, I'm right here talking.
Okay, but all right, I'm trying to see if my audience can hear you.
Well, am I supposed to talk like I'm on a stage?
There you go. There
That's
you
ridiculous.
Go. No, hell no. Hey, good morning, audience. Didn't know that the mic was on. All I have to say is, at least you didn't catch me cursing like Kirk Franklin. Hey, listen. Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. What I want to do today is I want to talk to you. Again, more on the subject of the $1.9 trillion plan, Rescue America plan, also known as EFEL. Let's have a conversation. Now, listen, there's been a lot of conversation, pro, con, some got it right, some got it real wrong, on how this Emergency Federal Employees Leave, EFEL, is going to be administered. Now, let me tell you what I'm being told. Because the $570 million is given in a lump sum for all federal employees, the post office is saying they can't guarantee 15 weeks for employees based on the act because they're not sure if the money is going to be there. Now, I have to say, that makes a lot of sense, but I would have to inquire with other agencies on how they're doing it. But for the most part, that's my understanding. They're only going to allow it in 2-week increments. And believe me, the post office is going to try and put as much red tape around this process that the government is paying for then you can blink an eye at. They probably don't want to do it, but they can't help themselves. That's just what the Postal Service does. Now, let me say something to you. I don't have a problem or an issue with them trying to protect the assets, as far as we're just not going to allow everyone to walk out of the building, because 600 hours, 15 weeks is very inviting for people to initially want to just be gone from work for 3 or 4 months. But the government has put a stipulation to it that's going to make you pump your brakes and really think, do I want to use this leave? You see, they've have it so that if you use any hours under emergency federal employees leave, that hour, that time, that whatever will not count towards your retirement annuity. Also, for whatever period, now this is going to get tricky, because if you only use one day, this might skew the response I'm about to give you with respect to thrift savings. If you are using 086-21 pay code for any leave, you are not allowed to contribute to the thrift savings plan. Now, again, if you use a week, does that mean for that week, but you can double up the next week? I'm not sure, but I do know that that's going to be a problem for you if you use that leave. Now, something else to think about, and again, I'm trying to keep it baseline for everyone. If you decide to use that leave, you got to remember, at some point, payment is going to come due. There is nothing worse than thinking you're going to retire 1 month, but because you forgot about the 15 weeks you used for the emergency federal employees leave, now you have to stay at work for an additional 15 weeks, and that could be a nightmare. So all I'm saying is the availability of dollars to you from the government is available. Now, the post office is trying to protect what they call their interest as far as you being at work. They're not concerned about they don't have to pay. They're not concerned about that. What they're concerned about is who's going to be there to move that mail. Let's keep it 100. Because why would they have an issue otherwise? Because 086-21 does not come out of their salary. Initially, I'm sure down the road, there's probably going to be some penalty they have to pay, just like they have to pay workers' comp. But initially, that does not come out of postal salary. So keep in mind that it may look inviting, but ask yourself a very serious question. And again, this question is only going to minimize what could have been fraudulent use of the EFL, and that is, do I need this leave? And if you need it, then go get it. That's all I'm saying. If you need it, do not hesitate to fill out that 3971 and submit it. Now, me personally, I would probably submit a 3971 for the entire period and follow it up with every 2 weeks. Yeah, a lot of paperwork, a lot of unnecessary forms to fill out, but that's just me. That's just years of building up no trust. But listen, one thing I really want to draw contrast to for you, and that is, we must be mindful of there's a difference between contact tracing PayPot and the EFEL PayPot. So, and the reason I want to make sure I remind the podcast audience of this, that reason is, if you are out of work as a result of contact tracing, that is administrative leave that does not affect your retirement annuity, and you can contribute to the thrift savings program. Does that make sense? If you are out of work as a result of contact tracing, you will not be put on Operation 086-21. And you have to check that to make sure, because contact tracing still allows administrative leave to be given to employees if through the Postal Service's contact tracing you are identified by the Postal Service as an employee who should quarantine. Hot off the press from News Center, coming to you from the National Postal Mail Handlers webpage. Listen, mail handlers, today was a busy day, it appears, in postal headquarters. There were 9 pieces of five pieces of business that the National Postal Mail Handlers posted on their page today. And real quick, I want to make you aware of some of them. Now, number one, they signed a memorandum for the 2022 annual leave carryover and annual leave exchange option. Real quick, there was 2 memos signed. The first memo will allow for additional annual leave carryover for the 2021 leave year. You can go from 440 hours of accumulated leave to now carrying over 520 hours, okay? Increase in amount of leave that you can carry over. Second memo deals with annual leave exchange option for 2022 leave year. The annual leave exchange option, the MOU for leave year 2021, will allow career employees to sell back a maximum of 80 hours of annual leave prior to the beginning of the leave year, providing the following criteria is met. And there's some criteria. You got to be at the maximum number of hours. So if you're not at 440, none of this applies to you. Okay? You got to make sure you've used less than 75 sick leave hours for some annual leave exchange. But again, if you're not at 440, disregard the rest of this, please. But if you are, you cannot have used more than 75 sick leave hours, not including corona. So that's the first memo coming out of headquarters that you need to be aware of, because it appears that, again, March 19th was a very busy day
for the union headquarters.
The next memo, or I don't know, I'm just going to call it memo, but the next piece of business, the mail handlers and the post office renewed temporary extension on step 3 and arbitration appeals. Real quick, due to the impact of the corona pandemic, the parties have agreed to extend the time limits for appealing to step 3 and to arbitration for additional periods. This agreement is effective through June 4th, 2021. Prior to the expiration of this agreement, the parties will revisit the issue to determine if additional extensions is needed. So, again, they just, again, extended the amount of time that you can now appeal to step 3. Another thing they did, they being the headquarters, they signed a memorandum, suspension of temporary additional paid leave for MHAs. Now, let me say this to you, okay? First, you have to understand that in order for them to suspend, headquarters about suspending a benefit to one of their dues-paying members, I would have to think that they are already certain that all employees are going to come under the federal employees' leave. The emergency federal employees leave. But nonetheless, the post office and the union got together, and due to the recent signing of the American Rescue Plan, MHAs may be granted up to 600 hours of paid emergency federal employees leave, EFEL, for COVID-19 reasons. Therefore, effective with the signing of this MOU, the MOU relating to temporary additional paid leave for MHAs will be suspended. So, if EFL becomes unavailable to employees during the course of this MOU, the parties will discuss reinstating the MOU. Now, and they're going to look at reinstating the temporary additional paid leave for MHAs. So, again, I'm relatively certain, nothing's 100%, that MHAs are covered under the emergency federal employees leave. But if they're not, there's going to be a problem because now they have to wait to see if there's going to be additional conversation to revisit the MOU restating the temporary paid leave that they are now afforded the opportunity to use. But again, March 19th, busy day for
mail handler
postal
union
headquarters. I'm sorry, your union headquarters. Wow, that was a
Freudian slip.
March 19th, your union headquarters and the post office, they reached an agreement on renewed extension of various COVID-related memorandums. Now, I want to tell you something. There's three extensions that they renewed. Temporary expanded sick leave for dependent care, temporary exception period, and liberal change of schedule and leave policy. So we are still in a liberal leave policy. Now, when I say that, I have to almost mute my microphone because if you are in any post office, you know as well as I know, this is the only business where up front, top line managers will get in front of employees and tell you or advise you if you're not feeling well to stay home. And when you follow those instructions, you are being disciplined. But I thought I would tell you we're still in a liberal change of schedule and a liberal leave policy. The last piece of business that I want to talk to you on today is on March 18th, Doug Tolino, Chief Human Resource Officer for the Post Office, sent a letter to the unions stating, or to his officers stating, in short, that the Post Office is not equipped, OPM is not equipped to handle the 600 hours, 15 weeks of leave that the federal law says is available. And oh, listen very carefully, I'm giving you a synopsis of what I read. I'm not going verbatim. So Doug Tolino tells the unions and all his officers that because the post office isn't set to handle the entire 600 hours, 15 weeks, that right now they're going to be doing conditionally approving up to 2 weeks maximum for full-time employees. Now, I don't know. Up to 2 weeks. Again, here we go. 15 weeks, they're going to give you 2 weeks. There's a problem here, folks. And the problem, again, I understand that you may not be equipped today. But what about tomorrow? You think you'll be ready tomorrow? Listen, I don't care what anybody says. The post office is not the only organization that's going to have to deal with 600 hours, 15 weeks. How are other organizations making this happen? But nonetheless, the chief human resource officer, Doug Tolino, sent the letter to his officers. And once that letter was received, here is the letter on March 19th that comes out of union headquarters. Please enclose find a copy of the above referenced document from the Postal Service. And what you have here
coming out of union headquarters is, again, is an echo of what the chief human resource officer, Doug Tolino, said. I'm just simply saying that it is going to be understood right now that the maximum amount of time of the 600 hours, 15 weeks, government said is available to you if you are a postal employee right now. Again, that might change tomorrow, but right now, you're going to be allowed 80 hours maximum of the EFEL hours. And again, those hours will be coded 086-21, because that code is going to trigger a few other things that's going to make sure your retirement and your thrift savings program come into compliance with what that code brings. Listen, this is Ken Hodge from the KHP. I appreciate you hanging out with me this morning. Again, I'm going to try and stay in front of you with relevant information that should shape your work environment. Have a wonderful day.